So I didn't pay a lot of attention until Rossi started racing in the 500cc World Championship in 2000. By that point, I was excited about racing again. And I predicted that if he didn't dig himself a huge hole in his first few races on the 500, he would win the championship at the first attempt. But he did dig himself a hole by crashing too many times in the early rounds. And Kenny Roberts Jr. did exactly what he needed to do to win the championship. But the next year, Valentino absolutely dominated the class. His impact on Grand Prix racing has been massive, and it was immediate too. He really did shake it up. But I guess none of us knew just how much until now, when we can stand back and look at all he has achieved. To continue to compete at the level he's been competing at for so long is truly astonishing. And he's been competitive in pretty much every championship he's raced in since 1996. I don't know that any other rider has had a career that's been quite so lengthy. It's easy for me to say he's the greatest of all time. I mean, I know Giacomo Agostini, and I know Phil Reed, and I knew the late John Surtees. But to have raced for as long as Rossi has, on 125cc, 250cc, and 500cc two-strokes, and on such a variety of four-stroke MotoGP bikes, from 800cc to 1000cc, definitely makes him the greatest of all time for me. Maybe he hasn't matched Agostini yet in terms of overall Grand Prix wins and championships, but he's won on a much greater variety of motorcycles, that's for sure. Maybe Surtees was a little more remarkable, because he then got in an F1 car and won that championship too. I've raced against Val on super motorbikes, in rally cars, and on motocross bikes, and I've ridden with him at his ranch, and I can tell you that when he puts his mind to it, whatever he rides or drives, and whatever surface it's on, from dirt to asphalt, he's always one of the fastest guys out there. He also proved in a test at Barcelona in 2006 that he can get into a Formula One car and be just as fast as the top drivers. If he had lived in an era like Surtees, when it was easier to get a seat in F1, who knows what he might have achieved on four wheels too. The first time I went to Valentino's ranch, I rode around for about 20 minutes or so before he showed up and came out on track to join me. He actually crashed as he was chasing me. Not that I was setting such a great pace. He just made a mistake. Anyway, all the bikes have lap timers, and he looked at mine and said, "What? Nobody comes here for the first time and does lap times like that." He is just so competitive about these things. Everything to him is a race or a challenge. His whole life is about lap times. And I thought, how does he get motivated, at the age he's at, to continue to go and train and practice and get ready for yet another 18-race MotoGP season? And I realized that it has to be that inner drive he has to just beat everybody at absolutely everything he does. I always struggle to motivate myself again after a couple of weeks off at Christmas. Not to ride the motorcycle, because that's absolutely the most fun you can have. But it was all the other stuff, the traveling and the media, and the pressure, and the PR events, that was difficult to deal with. So for him to stay motivated for as long as he has, shows what a true competitor he really is. And it's got to be the kids at his academy that are keeping him so young and so fit and so focused. It'll be great to see him when he does stop riding, because I promise you, he will be there to push those kids even harder than he pushed himself. I see Valentino at races, and he'll have 1,000 people chasing him on his scooter all the time. When he sees me, he'll pull over and stop to chat, and he'll have to fend off all those people constantly. But it doesn't seem to me that fame has changed him at all. He's got time for absolutely everybody, and he always stops and signs autographs every chance he gets. Neither wealth nor fame has gone to his head. Valentino has been so important for the sport. He's what the fans want to see. Marc Marquez has a pretty big following now, so you see a lot of red in the crowd. But 5, 10 years ago, there was only yellow everywhere you looked. He's had the biggest following by far, to the extent that he's almost bigger than the sport itself. When Val retires, it'll be interesting to see how well attended the races are and how popular MotoGP on television will continue to be. Maybe the Moto2 and Moto3 riders from his academy will have picked up enough of Valentino's mystique and some of the air about him, and hopefully the support will continue. But will he be missed? Absolutely. I think